across that room, I get the message. Walking through the night, just looking up at the moon, I get the message. Bus boys hand you a line, bragging about big time. Not him. His actions speak louder than words. He doesn't speak in my ear. Oh no, I get the message. He doesn't use big plans and schemes. Oh no, I get the message. Most boys hand you a line, bragging about big time. Not him. He doesn't give me pearls, perfume, or lace, but a kiss a day, a smile a day, in his own little way. That's all I need.
Thank you. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Welcome to the show.
We're live. Hi.
We are live. He just told me to watch out for a puddle
of water.
Yeah, because it's snowing.
Yeah. Oh yeah, it's snowing. So, we're doing this on Wednesday, and the snowstorm started.
Yeah. Welcome to Punks and Parkas.
Yeah.
101.5 UMFM. We got the captain.
Oh, wait.
To Zachary, who's in fine form, and myself
yep.
in Penny Lane. And
that's right.
A poop ton of snow. Jeez. So it's, like you said, we're doing this Wednesday.
Yeah.
Snow started
early
midnight-ish, probably?
Actually, around 5, 6 o'clock this morning.
Yeah, I guess so. Yeah, you're right. And it was a real poop storm.
Yeah.
Till about, 2 o'clock, and it stopped. And it stopped right now, but apparently we're in for another.
There's flakes falling now, so.
Oh, don't say that. But anyway, they've been prepping us for what they're saying is the storm of the century.
Yeah.
So, we're batting down the hatches. People have bought the stores. It's so funny. I was laughing because people yesterday, which would have been Tuesday, were buying grocery stores out of bread, fruit, vegetables, everything. Like, aisles are clear. But a friend of mine was like, oh, I had to go legitimately. Like, I was planning before this. And she said, funny enough, though. Lysol wipes and toilet paper are in stock.
Yeah, that's kind of dumb.
2 years ago, you couldn't
find that stuff. You could find everything
save
else.
Your life. Yeah. But so anyway, we're okay.
We are. Yeah.
There's a lot of hype and a lot of news about it. I've had people reach out, but we're fine.
Yeah.
We'll let you know once the second coming comes. Oh, yeah. Today's show, half and half. I did half, you did half. Yeah.
Nice little hodgepodge of.
Yeah, good 60s stuff, a lot of garage, punk, girl group, that kind of stuff. Really good stuff. So we started off the show with...
Today's the 14th, right?
Yes, his actions speak louder than words by the Tammies.
Yep.
After that was Evie Sands with I Can't Let Go and The Alarm Clocks. So this first half of songs that I added to the set list.
Yep.
And about halfway we'll tag team it off.
Yes.
And it'll be yours.
Go!
Go, Daniel! Should we just continue?
Let's continue.
Okay, so we got up next Wendy and Bonnie here with Let Yourself Go Another Time.
Yeah, yeah.
Let yourself go another time. Let yourself go another time. Let yourself go.
Welcome back. Punks and Parkas, 101.5 UMFM. That is the captain.
Hi.
I am the Penny.
Yes.
And this is a hodgepodge of a show. I programmed the first half.
Yep.
And then you took over and programmed the second half.
Yes.
So we're stopping where I stopped.
Yep.
Started this set off with Let Yourself Go Another Time by Wendy and Bonnie. Followed that up with The Red Wells with You'll Never Know. Super funky track by the Unknown Mortal Orchestra called Shakedown Street. I feel weird because I'm just discovering these guys and they're so good. So good. I remember months ago seeing people post albums and talk about them and I'm like, stupid name. Yeah. Never gonna, whatever. But it came across a playlist and I was like, oh, that track is just slathered in funk sauce. And I love it.
Slathered in funk
sauce. It's slathered in funk sauce. Followed up with the classic Sissy Walk by Anne Robinson.
Cool.
Yeah. So we're hunkering down.
Yep.
We may be stuck indoors, the three of us, for the foreseeable future. Yeah. It's so frustrating because spring is a hard time in Winnipeg. It's gross at the best of time. This spring is dragging out.
Well, Monday there was nothing on the ground. It was all.
I walked to meet my friend for dinner. That was yesterday, wasn't it? It was a little cold, but there was no snow on the ground, no ice. I just had a spring jacket. Well, I had some layers on a spring jacket and a hoodie, and I was fine. And then woke up this morning, and it's like, I joked with a coworker. She's like, oh, the snow. I'm like, well, what's next? Locusts? The four horsemen of the apocalypse? Because
the zombies?
The zombies? Like, it's a little frustrating, but we're okay. I know a lot of people are reading about this snowstorm of the century. I'm more worried about the flooding that's going to happen.
Yeah.
So last time we had a big dumping like this was in 97.
Yeah.
And those who live in this area know how horrible 97 was for flooding. They called that the flood of a century instead of flood of that magnitude only happens every 100 years.
Yeah.
Might happen in 20 years. Find out right away. But it was the same thing. We had a huge dumping of snow.
About the same time.
About the same time. And when everything melted, it just was, we had an unseasonably large snowfalls, I think, that year, too.
Yeah, I think so.
And we did this year well. So ask us in a couple of weeks when the flood is full force and we're...
when we're rowing our boat down the street.
We're all seeking out higher ground.
Yeah.
But other than that, we're okay. Yes. So Record Store Day is coming up next weekend.
Yes.
So we're excited. We're going to be in Ottawa.
Yep.
So it's going to be a little different. We usually will... We'll split up usually.
Yeah.
You go to one store, I go to another. We kind of, sometimes we'll meet up. Sometimes we'll meet up at home. Whatever. It's just cover our bases, right?
Yeah.
Sometimes we'll go together. But yeah. I think the last few times we split up.
Yeah, last couple times we split up. You went to one, I went to two.
Yeah. Yeah. You have more stamina. I'm like, ah, whatever. But so we're going to be in Ottawa. We're going to hit one store.
Yeah.
We're still looking for good suggestions. If you had one place to go on Record Store Day in Ottawa,
let us know.
Where is it?
Yeah.
Reach out. You're at Captain_Dan75 on Instagram.
Yep.
I'm at DJ Penny Lane everywhere.
Yes.
Including my Facebook, which is back again.
Yeah.
Yay! I'm out of Facebook jail for who knows what. But anyway, for those who aren't aware of what Record Store Day is, should we tell them?
It's independent record stores. They get a bevy of limited issues, limited pressings, limited colors.
Yeah, and very limited pressings.
Yeah. Like somewhere between like a couple hundred to like a couple thousand.
And it's random. The stores that participate in Record Store Day, they apply to participate.
Yeah, I think it all has to do with how much sales I think they had.
Yeah. Depends on how much stock they get, but they don't know what stock they're getting. It's like a random packaging. So there's a list that comes out. So if you go to Record Store Day online, you can see the list. But you may be looking for something. You may have to hit four different stores.
Yeah, the only record I know that's coming is the Red Hot Chili Peppers' Unlimited Love.
See, and there's a few. I know I want the Royal Tenenbaums soundtrack.
Yeah.
Like that. I just want that. I remember looking at the list, and this happens every so often. You look at the list, and you're like, nah.
Yeah.
The year before, there was lots of stuff. We were both like, oh, my God.
Yeah.
This year, I'm a little meh, but I want that soundtrack.
Yeah. But sometimes some of these independent stores, they'll still have leftover stock from...
Yes.
Which others. Is how I got you that Life Aquatic.
That's right, yeah. A couple months back, you came here, you were like, do you want this? The soundtrack for Life Aquatic on blue vinyl, which came out this last one. I was like, oh, yeah. So, yeah, it is geared to and only includes stores that carry new music on vinyl. But that is not to say those good old independent used... vinyl stores.
Like vintage vinyl.
Vintage vinyl. Don't do something to bring some traffic in. He said he always gets good traffic anyway on Record Store Day because people are in the mood to record shop.
Yep.
But he's not going to be getting in any of those special pressings. But, and I see you have the post pulled up, he does have some fun things planned.
Yes, our own exclusive drops. 20% off sale. 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. So he's opening up early on Saturday.
Oh, he is. 10 a.m. Yeah. He's usually noon.
Yeah.
Yeah,
because a lot of these other independents are opening up early.
Too. Yeah, that's the girl who does my nails. Her dad owns a record store here in the city of Argies that I've gone to a few times. And she says, like, he needs to open early because the lineup of people who want to get in is insane. He just doesn't have enough hours in the day on Record Store Day.
Yeah. Like, I've gone to Into the Music. I think they opened opening at 8:30 or whatever. Yeah. There was, like, three people in line at 7:30 when I got there.
Yeah. So
by the time they open the doors, there's a lineup already.
There always is. Yeah. And I mean, if you're the type that you need that pressing, even though you're taking a chance, get in there.
Yeah.
That's all we can say. Yeah. So definitely support the guys that don't carry the new vinyl, because those are a lot of the stores that have been around through everything.
And there's not very many of them.
I think Vintage Vinyl might be the only one. Just Winnipeg Record and Tape carries new vinyl, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, so I think that he might be the only one that isn't on the new vinyl. Yeah.
That are the flea market ones.
Thirsty
Flea Market. Yeah. I know it has a couple of guys in there.
So, but check it out. But yeah, if you have a suggestion of where we can go in Ottawa,
let us know.
Please let us know.
Yeah.
What else do we have to talk about?
I don't know. Because of the snowstorm, a lot of the shows this week are not going to be recorded live in the studio.
That's right. Yeah. I forgot to read that email from Jared.
I did.
I meant to. I had a really busy
day. I read it, Jared. I paid attention.
Oh, that reminds me. So talk about that.
So
give me 2 seconds.
A lot of the shows, the University Center is locking down for the next couple days due to the snowstorm. So then no one's allowed in or out of the building. And yeah, so the snowstorm, going to be bad.
It is going to be bad. So I did want to say, UMFM lost an alumni recently.
Yes.
Chris Jacques, who used to host Dub Ditch Picnic Radio. Awesome guy. He's been very prolific, super involved in the Winnipeg music scene. Great writer. Used to write tons of reviews for Stylus and Uptown and just a staple. Like, I met him through the station, seen him at gigs all the time. Just a staple in the music community. He passed away recently. I think it just a couple days ago. So.
Yeah.
Winnipeg's a bit sad. We've lost a great person. Yeah. So thoughts out to everybody who knew him and was friends with him, and we're thinking of you. We know it's difficult, and there's always people to talk to if you need to speak to somebody. But I had to mention it because he was really a huge part of UMFM.
Yeah.
So we're thinking about the UMFM family and his family. So.
Yeah.
Sorry to go on a sad note.
That's okay.
These things need to be said.
I do.
We should play more music.
Yes, that was some Georgie Fame.
That was some Georgie Fame. Have I ever told you the funny story about this song with Hunter? So when Svengali, the movie, came out about 8 years ago with Johnny Owen in it.
Yep.
I was working on We Are the Moths with Johnny Owen. And banging around trying to do stuff outside. Anyway, he had a huge part in picking the soundtrack for that movie. So I got advanced copies of it, and that song, Georgie Fame, was on the soundtrack. So I was like, oh, I love this song. And Hunter loved it. I mean, Hunter was like...
Five
or six. And he just loved that song. And I remember he was singing along, and there's one line. He's like, talks about party line. And Hunter's like, what's a party line? Is that like where you call to get a party? To explain to my child, who's 5 or 6, what a party line was. And he just... It was so funny. It was the first time I realized what the how much of a generation gap you have with your kids sometimes, because he could not wrap his head around the concept that not only did people just not have their own phones, they had to share one. I'm like, yeah. So every time I hear the song, I think of those conversations.
Yes.
With my now attitude-ridden 13-year-old son.
Yes. The angst is real.
Oh, God, it's so real. All right, here's some Georgie Fame.
Yes. to live another day. Well, now that's how somebody smashed my action. I'm busted, but revenge is sweet. I'm gonna get me satisfaction. I'm gonna get me sweets to eat. No one told me lock the doors and the windows of your house or take the consequence. No one told me someone's paw-like fingers would make off with that which I love best. That's how just now somebody stole my thunder. I wonder if they know it's mine. It could have been a goof or a blunder, or did they mean to rob me blind? The consequence. No one told me someone's paw-like fingers would make up with that which I love best. That's how just now somebody stole my thunder. I wonder if they know it's mine. It could have been a goof or blunder. I'm gonna lose my tiny mind if they don't pay me back in kind. Or are they trying to bug my party line? They stole my thunder. I wonder why. Somebody stole my thunder. Somebody stole my thunder. I wonder why. We'll be right back.
from Shantae. Anyone to see but my. Show Monday morning, tired and yawning, pay my fare again. Sunday. Tuesday morning, red man calling, thinks I'm falling for
because so many
people, I'm glad there isn't.
Yeah. So many people I know like say to me, oh my God, Dan is so quiet. He's so reserved. He's such a like introverted kind of quiet guy. And I'm like, no, you don't see the Daniel I see.
I guess I would be called an extroverted introvert.
Yeah. I think that's perfectly described you. And you're like me. You're kind of shy and introverted at first.
Yeah.
But once you get comfortable with somebody, I was like, there's this whole amazing personality that I feel like I'm special that I get to see it. So I just got to see it right there. Welcome back to the show. It's Captain Dan doing his dance. I'm Penny Lane. Where did we start?
We started.
Change. Yeah. Sure. Okay.
Okay.
You started.
Someone stole my Thunderbird. Jordy Flame. Fame. Shot down by the Sonics. Yellowgrass by the Monks. And finished it off with Short Change by the Spencer Davis Group.
I love the Spencer Davis Group.
Yeah.
So much. So
Steve Winwood's in it.
That's right. Yes. And speaking of Steve Winwood, this doesn't like correlate at all, but it made me think of like all star bands. We're seeing Ringo.
Yes, we are.
I think it was Monday. You're like, Ringo's coming to Winnipeg. And I'm like, what? He's like, yeah, all star band is coming. Should we? And I'm like,
So we're going to see Ringo.
We're going to go see Ringo.
Hopefully it doesn't get canceled like Foo Fighters, but whatever.
Well, that was a different situation. Yeah. But yeah, so Ringo and his All-Star Band are touring. We got tickets. That means I'm going to be seeing, I will have seen two Beatles. Ooh. I'm going to be in the
This is my first Beatle.
Your first Beatle. It's so exciting.
I know. It's my first time.
Your first time. We're still planning our trip to London. So if you have suggestions of cool things to do, let us know. Yep. We're staying in around the British Museum over there. But I mean, public transit there is amazing. So we can go anywhere.
Yep.
I don't know what else to tell these people.
We're going
to
be in Ottawa next weekend.
Yes. We did mention that earlier.
So next Thursday show will be in Ottawa when you guys are listening to it.
That's right. We'll have to make sure we record that.
Yeah, before we leave.
Good point. I'm so glad you're here. To be honest, I think that neither of us have much to say because we have been drowning all of our time into that stupid game.
Oh, yeah. Animal Crossing. It's a great game. If you want to waste time, it's a great time.
Oh, my God. It was so funny. We got a Switch and somebody's like, get Animal Crossing. I was like, okay. Got it. And I was playing it nonstop for a while and you were like, whatever. And then one day you're like, oh, I'll try it. He hasn't stopped playing it in a week and a half.
No, I got a Zelda game that I'm like halfway through and I jumped off of it.
You're playing this. So word to the wise, unless you don't want to know where your days go, don't.
Yeah, don't play it.
Don't play it. Anyway, which is what we're probably going to do as soon as we finish this. So, you know. What's next?
The Bee Gees before they became disco superstars.
There's a great documentary on Crave, I believe it is, about the Bee Gees. Yeah, which talks a bit about that. Definitely go check it out.
Yep. And we got the Seeds pushing too hard. Mm-hmm. Mother's Invention, and they might get to the 13th floor elevators. We don't know.
Well, everyone have a great weekend.
Yep.
If you're here in Winnipeg,
stay safe.
Just stay safe. Stay strong. Yep. We're fine. You'll be okay.
You'll be okay.
And we've done this before.
Don't skip anything because we don't want the drivers getting into
accidents. No. I saw some. Didn't I say that there's a Tim's across the street? And I was like, nobody's on the road. But I'm like, the faithful skip the dishes guy is picking up somebody's coffee.
Yeah.
Please don't. Give them a break. It's hard. Anyway, have a great weekend.
Yeah, have a good weekend, guys.
Take care.
Take care. What your name is, I can do a million things to you.
sexual patients, most of the nation doing it too.
Show they'll interrupt to bring you news if it comes comes up. They say that if the place blows up, they will be the first to tell. Cause the boys they got downtown are working hard and doing swell. And if anybody gets the news before it hits the street, they say that no one blabs it faster, their coverage can't be beat. And if another woman driver gets machine gun from a seat, they'll send some joker with a brownie and you'll see it all complete. So I'm watching and I'm waiting, hoping for the best. Even think I go to praying every time I hear them saying that there's no way to delay that trouble coming every day. No way to delay that trouble coming every day. Hey, you know something, people? I'm not black, but there's a whole lot of times I wish I could say I'm not white. Well, I've seen the fires burning and the local people turning on the merchants and the shops who used to sell their brooms and mops and every other household item. Watch a mob just turn and bite them, and they say it served them right because a few of them were white. And it's the same across the nation, black and white discrimination. Yeah, and you can't understand me and all that other jazz they hand me in the papers and TV and all that mass stupidity that seems to grow more every day. These times to hear something would say, he wants to go and do you in, cause the color of your skin just don't appeal to him, no matter if it's black or white, because he's out for blood tonight. To sit around at home and watch this thing begin, but I'll bet there won't be many live to see it really end. Cause a fire in the street ain't like a fire in the heart, and in the eyes of all these people, don't you know that this could start on any street in any town, in any state, if any clown decides that now's the time to fight for some ideal he thinks is right. And if a million more agree, there ain't no great society, as it applies to you and me. Our country isn't free, and the law refused to see if all that you can ever be is just a lousy janitor. And unless your uncle owns the store, you know that five and every four just won't amount to nothing more than to watch the rats go across the floor and make up songs about being poor. Blow your harmonica, son.